This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Two suicide bombers and gunmen attacked crowds of Afghans flocking to Kabul's airport Thursday, transforming a scene of desperation into one of horror in the waning days of an airlift for those fleeing the Taliban takeover. The head of U.S. Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, said at the Pentagon Thursday that 12 U.S. service members and at least 60 Afghans were killed in the attacks.
At this time, we know that 12 U.S. service members have been killed in the attack, and 15 more service members have been injured. A number of Afghan civilians were also killed and injured in the attack.
An Afghan official said more than 140 Afghans were wounded, though that is not an exact total. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan claimed responsibility for the attack. General McKenzie said despite the loss of life, the United States would continue evacuations, noting that around 1,000 Americans remain in Afghanistan. President Joe Biden is expected to address the nation shortly. NATO's chief has condemned the bombings at Kabul airport as a horrific terrorist attack. Jens Stoltenberg said on Twitter after Thursday's explosions, quote, "I strongly condemn the horrific terrorist attack outside Kabul airport. My thoughts are with all those affected and their loved ones." UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned Thursday's attack in Kabul, calling it a horrific terrorist attack.
First of all, I'd like to express in the strongest possible way my total condemnation about the horrific terrorist attack in Kabul.
Guterres said he asked his special representative in Kabul to convey his deepest condolences to the Afghan people and to the families of those who lost their lives. This is VOA News. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission said Thursday more than 210 people were killed in several days of ethnic violence in Ethiopia's tense Oromia region last week. The state-affiliated but independent commission said 150 people were killed by gunmen affiliated with the Oromo Liberation Army, a rebel group. The commission said in subsequent days, some residents carried out ethnic-based reprisal attacks, killing more than 60 people and triggering a further exodus of civilians fleeing the violence. In a statement, the OLA denied responsibility for the attacks. The head of the World Health Organization, Africa, has called on countries with good supplies of COVID-19 vaccines to share doses with countries who have fewer shots. Matshidiso Moeti, the WHO's Africa director, said 13 million doses were administered in the past week, three times more than the number of shots given in the previous week as donations of doses increased from developed countries.
With international solidarity, we can protect those at highest risk of COVID-19 in all countries in the world. I also encourage African governments to ramp up the readiness to utilize these vaccines when they arrive.
The WHO Africa expects to vaccinate 10% of the continent by the end of September, but that remains a drop in the ocean on the continent home to 1.3 billion people, where the Africa CDC says only 2.4% are currently vaccinated. New Zealand has reported 68 new community cases of the coronavirus, the largest daily increase since April of last year, as an outbreak of the Delta variant continues to grow. The government put the nation into a strict lockdown last week as it tries to stamp out the outbreak, which has grown to a total of 277 infections. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Thursday she is confident the lockdown is working and preventing steeper rises of infections and a wider geographical spread of the outbreaks.
So while we've had a number of new cases today, that gives you a bit of a sense of the patterns that we are now starting to see, and that overall lockdown is having an impact.
Ardern also announced that more than 3 million doses of vaccines have been administered since the vaccination program began. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose for the first time in 5 weeks. The Labor Department reported Thursday jobless claims edged up by 4,000 to 353,000. The weekly count has fallen more or less steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.